Fisher, I turned 48 years old yesterday.
Hey, by the way,
I know. Tell me about it.
Thanks for the invite to Armin and myself. Do you have a get together?
I had a impromptu last minute come over for a drink and a dip in the pool.
Oh.
I
thought maybe
family.
Y'all were in Brooklyn or something.
Because your birthday snuck up on you so. You only had 364 days
to
plan it.
Here's the truth. I got up yesterday and played golf and didn't know there was going to be anything afterwards. And Sybil goes, hey, you want to jump in the pool? I'm like, yeah. Next thing you know, we got a little deal. All right, so I've been very lucky. Had a solid upbringing from a two-parent household. My extended family's been great to me. I've been healthy, happy, things that we take for granted, right? I've been on tons of vacations. Been to every beach I can think of. Got a decent house, car, thanks to the 105.3 The Fan. Got LASIK surgery and NeoGraft. I'm very self-absorbed and very selfish, admittedly. So my birthday rolls around, and I get the old question that the older you get, the more you dread it. What do you want for your birthday? Fisher, what do you say these days when somebody goes, what do you want for your birthday?
Sleeping pill.
Right. Right. And each year it gets harder to answer. And eventually, this year I looked in the mirror and I go, wait a minute. I've got everything I need and most everything that I want. And I remembered this story that came about 20 years ago. 1992. And back then, Fisher, we were working at the Star-Telegram. I was hanging around with Troy Aikman. Remember these days?
I do indeed.
And one day he says, hey, Dork, you want to have some fun tonight? And I said, sure, what are we doing? He says, well, I'm involved with this charity. And I'm kind of I'm doing some work for them. And they want to take me out and a bunch of VIPs out on Lake Ray Hubbard on like a cruise ship and kind of have a happy hour appreciation thing.
Right.
I said, I'm in. So we go out on Lake Ray Hubbard. We're talking 1992 again. And I meet all these kids, and some are in wheelchairs, and some are on crutches, and one's even in a hospital bed. And it's the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Ah.
And I meet these kids, and they all have life-threatening or terminal illness. And Aikman walks up and shakes a hand and kisses a baby and signs an autograph and poses for a picture. And these kids whose miserable lives and bleak outlooks that I'll never know just lit up, gigantic smiles, tears in their eyes, made their day. And back then I was making probably, 92, maybe 25, 30,000 bucks a year, right? I mean,
yeah.
$100 was $100. But on the spot, I wrote a check for $100 to Make-A-Wish.
Right.
And I said, dang it, if I'm ever in a position of relative fame or fortune, 1/1000th of Aikman, I'm going to give back to this charity. And it's taken me 20 years. But I'm fortunate enough through my writing career and now 4 years in the radio business, and I've got everything I want and more than everything that I need, that I can finally do that. So I decided, why don't you finally do something worthwhile instead of just getting more piles of cool stuff?
Eating mangoes on a beach.
Quit putting down the mangoes and visiting every beach 10 times.
Right.
And do something. So at the risk of going against the stereotype and my reputation of being cold and heartless a-hole who hates everything.
Which isn't even close to true.
But that persona's out there. At the risk of tearing that down, I contacted Make-A-Wish Foundation of North Texas. And Fisher, for my birthday, I'm giving to me a wish granted to a kid.
Wow. Good. Very sweet.
It's an 11-year-old boy from Carrollton. Has a terminal medical condition. And his wish is, I quote, I wish I could go to Maui, Hawaii, deep sea fishing with my family, attend a luau, and go on a dinner cruise in the ocean. And I signed up for it, and I did all the background and talked to Make-A-Wish. And they said, if you're serious, sign the check, make it out to Make-A-Wish. Boom, we're done.
Wow.
I'm going to meet Jackson and his family this week. We're going to bring him in studio. We're going to keep up with him, have a little send-off. We're going to have him on before he goes and then after he gets back from his Make-A-Wish trip in early August.
Well, that's incredible. I'm stunned on a number of levels, one of which is you really think people think you're a jackass? No, they really don't.
Ricky, do you have to be an a-hole about everything?
They really don't. There's like five people from the Dallas Observer, readers of the Dallas Observer that thought it. And there's like three people that you've ever worked with in your life that mistakenly think it. No, you're
Richie, man, you are so cocky.
And that guy does.
You're a very sweet boy.
Again, the reputation thing is just a residual. It's a collateral effect. And that's not at all why I did it. I did it to actually give back.
Right.
And to finally, seriously, I didn't want to, you know, just go, look, now my pile's even bigger this year. I got more bikes and jet skis and all that nonsense.
It probably doesn't serve anybody for you to throw out dollar figures, but can you hand signal it to us? Is it? I mean, it's.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. I'm not afraid, and they told me I could. $7,000. It's.
That's nice.
It's the kid, mom, dad, brother, sister.
That's beautiful.
First class all the way, Maui, Hawaii, deep sea fishing, luau, and dinner cruise in the ocean.
Because of your reputation as a jerk, did they say, we have one other request. Can you please not come?
No, but I did kind of go, can I go? And I thought, no, that defeats the purpose. Give myself a trip to... I'm going to jump on the back of a poor kid going to Hawaii just to get myself a trip. No, so there you go. It's Make-A-Wish of North Texas, and we'll keep you up to date.
Yeah, how do we get a hold of them? Easy website, probably.
Yeah,
huh?
ntx.wish.org. Also, they're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. Facebook.com/MakeWishNT or Twitter.com/MakeWishNT.
Sybil, that was a tearjerker for me.
Yeah, it was moving.
Now, everybody knows how sweet I am, but now we know how sweet Richie is. And
right.
Sybil, you were in on this, obviously, too.
He told me he was going to do it, yeah, but I had nothing to do with it. That was all him.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on you now to step up to the plate, Sybil. Make-A-Wish just call wondering what the hell
no,
you're going to call.
I'm not doing this to, like, to say tit for tat or now it's your move.
Right.
Or I don't want a lot of look at me. But at the same time, I don't want to do something and just have it go totally unnoticed.
Well, it's a funny thing because, you know,
it feels kind of selfish to do it and then go, I'm doing it. But at the same time, I want to give Make-A-Wish some pub and shine the light on them so more people, if interested, can help more kids.
Okay, there is that, but there's that old thing about, hey, it's not charity if you tell somebody.
Yeah.
But that's so not true. A, if you tell somebody, then more people will understand what's going on. We were at the Windspear last night, and on the wall, there's like the five big donors, and one of them says anonymous.
Yeah.
Carved into the wall. I said, Marcia, why do they carve anonymous into the wall? What purpose does that serve? And she goes, that hints to other people that they, too, can donate and be anonymous if they want to. So spreading the message of what you're doing is selfless also. And then there's this. If it makes you feel good to tell people that you did something,
yeah,
you get to be a little selfish.
You're not
Mother Teresa.
I had this. No, don't confuse me. I had this exact conversation with the Make-A-Wish North Texas Foundation people. I said, now look, it may sound a little selfish to go, look how great I am. And they said, look, if you can stomach a little bit of the look how great I am uncomfortableness, you're going to help 100 other people go to our website or realize they can reach out and help kids as well.
There you go.
And it just gave me a chance because, I mean, Fisher, you're the same way. Healthy and happy most of your 80-year life, right?
Ecstatic.
And you've come across kids that, you know, they're just born with a terminal illness, which there's no cure for, and their days on this earth are numbered.
I have indeed.
You know, and we're going to go through ups and downs and joys and laughter and go places that this 11-year-old kid can never go. And to give him one trip and put one smile on his face to let people know that they care about him and that hopefully his memories as he goes on throughout his life, you know, he'll have some good ones to look back on.
Well, I think we get to meet him before his trip, right?
Yeah, he'll come into the studio.
I think it's very sweet. I'm very proud of you. I'm still disappointed to not have been invited to your birthday party.
I was too busy doing a Make-A-Wish. Yeah, you know, I want smiles and laughs instead of these kids. All they have is in their lives is doctors and tests and treatments. So we'll keep up with him. It's Jackson. He's an 11-year-old from Carrollton. He loves sports, and his wish is to go to Maui, Hawaii, deep-sea fishing, and attend a luau and a dinner cruise. And, yes, I wrote the check for that today, and it is a done deal. We'll keep up with Jackson, my Make-A-Wish kid. And, again, the website, ntx.wish.org, or they're on Facebook and Twitter at MakeWishNT. Fisher, will the Mavs ever trade Dirk Nowitzki? Donnie Nelson has the answer to that question, and he's next on Rage.